The US Unionist Party leader, Mike Nesbitt, is pushed for time, so we'll bring him on now. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So you see my point in this statement, pre-prepared statement from the police. They have said that people are members of the IRA. Therefore, they are saying that the IRA exists, and they're saying it has a membership, and they're saying that people belong to it.
Yes. And when I spoke to the chief constable yesterday evening, Stephen, I made the point to him that while the statement was welcome, it was a very stark statement in terms of saying there was IRA involvement, it also raises more questions than answers. And I have asked him to address the status of the IRA, because the proper political reaction to what Officer Geddes said yesterday depends on the status of the IRA. And it seems to me, in terms of this murder, there are three options. Number one, the perpetrators operated on the ground effectively on their own initiative. Number two, the perpetrators sought a sanction authority from a higher source. If that is the case, who were those people? Number three, it wasn't sanctioned by a higher source. It was actually ordered by a higher source. And we need to know the answer to that, because the political reaction will depend on which it is. I also asked the Chief Constable, Stephen, to address the issue of whether or not, when the IRA allegedly went away, they retained a unit with access to arms who could be deployed on occasions such as the murder of Mr. McGuigan.
You have no evidence for that whatsoever, do you?
No, because where we are now, because of what we heard yesterday from Officer Geddes, is in a position where we are speculating, and that is not a very solid ground on which to try and move forward, not least politically.
But sorry to come back to what Detective Superintendent Kevin Geddes actually said. At the very start of his statement, he said he doesn't deal in speculation.
So therefore, created speculation.
Well, he has created fact in saying that it is his belief, so it is the belief of the Police Service of Northern Ireland, that there are currently members of the functioning IRA. Now, those are my words. Let me read the exact words. It is my assessment at this stage and my belief that people who are members of the IRA were involved in this murder. So you now know, if you trust the police assessment, Mike, you now know that the IRA exists and you know it has a membership.
Can you ever be a former member of a terrorist organisation? I remember speaking to a very senior member of a loyalist organisation who said at that time that he'd never heard of anybody leaving one of the loyalist terrorist organisations. So these are questions that we need to answer, Stephen.
But let's answer that one. You know that every word in this would have been checked and double-checked and triple-checked. He did not say who were members of the IRA. He said who are, present tense, are members of the IRA.
Officer Geddes made a statement. I have spoken to the Chief Constable. We will be speaking again over the course of the weekend. There is more to come on this. That isn't the final solid state statement by the Police Service of Northern Ireland.
What do you mean?
Cannot leave it hanging there. We need more investigation and we need more explanation of what Mr. Geddes had to say yesterday. And I believe the Chief Constable accepts that. And there will be meetings, not just with the Ulster Unionist Party, but with other parties. We know members of the IRA are still around, whether you call them current or former. I mean, some of them are on the blue benches up at the Northern Ireland Assembly, including Martin McGuinness. We know Ian Paisley welcomed Martin McGuinness
to
the heart of government.
I'm sorry. One second.
They were the Chuckle Brothers.
No, one second.
You know what? Nobody's chuckling now, Stephen.
We don't know that. So that's incorrect. We don't know that.
Martin McGuinness, by his own admission, was in the IRA.
No, but you said earlier there, you said either were or are. This community, the population of Northern Ireland, have been told that the only circumstance into which unionists entered into government with Sinn Féin was that the IRA had gone. They were over. So there's nobody.
That was the DUP's decision. David Trimble held the line. David Trimble collapsed the institutions on multiple occasions because he did not believe that Republicans were coming through as he had intended them to come through in 1998. And there's now a lot of speculation going on, Stephen. You look at a tweet last night from a Sinn Féin MLA by the name of Oliver McMullen, who was trying to dismiss what Mr. Geddes said yesterday by saying, obviously, the silly season is still not over yet. Another tweet which began the RUC/PSNI, Oliver McMullen, a Sinn Féin MLA, linking the RUC, which Sinn Féin never supported, with the PSNI, which they now say they did. Well, what's the truth? If he's linking the two organisations, do they not support either?
And what's,
because they certainly didn't support the RUC when they were in existence.
What's the bar for you, Mike? If the IRA does still exist and there is a membership and they meet up and they're not involved in violence and they were not involved in this murder, but they still are keeping the organisation together, maybe for some event in the future that when they might need to get back, would that be tolerable to you?
Well, I'm not going to go through every scenario, Stephen.
Well, that's a specific scenario.
Well, I'm not going to answer that one because there are so many scenarios, but I will answer it like this. Clearly, members of the IRA, past or present, whatever way you define it, they are out there, they talk, they meet. I'm sure they have a pint together for those who drink. I'm sure they go to football matches. I'm sure they go to the chapel. I'm sure they are in discussion, and those discussions include politics and all the rest. The question is there a formal structure there? Is there a command and control structure? And if there is, there are clearly a number of doomsday scenarios, and I've given you one. Is there still an IRA unit in existence that can be called on to act in a sort of tactical sense? And that's a brutal way to describe the murder of a man. But that is a possibility, and that would be a doomsday scenario, and it's not the only scenario. If people at the head of the political side of the Republican movement were involved or had knowledge of that murder, that is a doomsday scenario.
There's absolutely no evidence of that whatsoever.
At the moment, because as I said, what we heard yesterday was a very stark admission that the IRA were involved, but it opens a series of questions about the command and control, questions which Mr. Geddes clearly would not answer.
And Martin McGuinness's reaction is that he has absolutely condemned that murder.
Yes. And the credibility of statements like that have been undermined time after time after time by statements from Sinn Féin. One example, November 1994, Frank Kerr, postal worker murdered in Newry. Gerry Adams turned on the Ulster Unionist Party and accused us of an attempt to damage the peace process by saying it was an IRA murder. The IRA subsequently said they carried out the murder. Gerry Adams, to this day, has yet to withdraw that statement. The Columbia Three were not bird watchers. The Northern Bank, Castlereagh in the break-in, Florida gun running. The credibility of these statements is undermined by the credibility of previous statements of the same sort by the same people.
Well, that brings me to my final question. Do you believe Sinn Féin when they say the IRA has had nothing to do with this and the IRA is gone?
I believe the police statement that members of the IRA were involved. I believe we need to know more about whether they are current or former members of the IRA. But more importantly, if there is a command and control structure in place, whether the murder was own initiative by people on the ground, or whether it was sanctioned or indeed ordered by a higher authority, and then we need to know who populates that higher authority.
OK. Mike Nesbitt, thank you.